Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
How you doing and feeling this morning?
You know,
morning?
I'm trying to recover.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, True Family Fest took it all.
What?
Took it all.
Took all of it?
All of it. All of it. I'm trying to recoup right now.
You know,
got my yogurt over here ready to go. My protein bar, my orange. Got my orange.
Okay, and I had mine that you presented to me.
Yes.
So that's a great thing.
And I got my coffee, of course. We got to get rid, I mean.
Bailey, you dark on dark.
Am I?
Yeah, the only black thing on I black see on is black. Your headphones and your head.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm black. I can't.
And then
I'm proud.
And then we got a white hen in the producer studio.
Oh,
you gotta look over there and see why I say it.
Good morning,
Xavier.
With your
white hen.
Okay, got your hoodie on your
yeah.
head. What's going on, player? Yeah, I'm black on black on black.
I feel like breaking into a couple cars.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, you fit the profile. What was the character on South Park's name that had the hoodie in? You know, that's except his wasn't black. What was that character's name? Just because I said it right now, I can't think of his name. Somebody will help me out.
Kenny.
Kenny. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Kenny. Yeah. That's how Xavier looks. I guess the chilly temperatures this morning made him change his, you know, because I'm sure he didn't go to that wedding and shoot the wedding like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They can see who you are clearly.
Right.
They didn't need facial recognition.
None whatsoever,
right? Now, you look like we need facial recognition. Be like, is that really Xavier? I don't know. Oh, yeah, That's him. So, Truth Family Fest,
we had a great time.
Absolutely. The time that I was able to listen, like I said, some people was like, some of the Truth Nation was like, damn, Blow, you wasn't lying, huh?
Okay, exactly. We were both like, yeah, we out.
I had the head out. And,
yeah.
Cheryl was there like, yep, Let's ride.
Okay.
Had to get down to the War Memorial to set up to be able to start playing music for the guests arriving. And it's a great thing that I'm always early like that when I go to set up because some of the guests start arriving at like 12:30.
Oh, okay.
So, but I was ready to roll and already had music, you know, starting to grow.
The question is, did you get any of that Ben and Jerry's before you left?
Hell no, because there was a line that
yes.
was gathering at the time.
Yes, there was a huge
and
line. And I was
I
like,
wanted to use my truth, you know, privilege.
Right.
Like, hey.
But you couldn't.
I could have. I just didn't have the time.
Yeah, see?
So I didn't have the time because I would have. I'd be like, hey. Hey. Let me go and get, yeah, all right. But Cheryl had got some.
She got some?
Yeah, she got it before, you know, I had came off the air.
So
she had some.
Okay. What flavors were they doing?
I have the faintest idea. I just know that I saw her empty
I
cup.
Know. I saw our boss, Biko. He had a whole, you know.
See, and that's like, what should have happened.
What? He should have brought us some?
Somebody.
They weren't thinking about us. They was like, what? Y'all got to work. Work.
Yeah, but you know, when you're eating the product, you know, it's like that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yes.
But there was food there. There were I think Ray Nitti turned into Cookie Monster.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And now he's in Poland.
Oh, he left already?
Well, I'm working later today.
Oh, are you?
That would signify.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
All right. So he goes.
Yeah, so
he's going to Poland for his sister's wedding.
Right, so I will be holding it down.
How unique.
For Ray Nitti.
How unique.
For the 2-4 grapevine.
A wedding in Poland. That's unique.
Absolutely.
His sister's.
Right.
Yeah.
That you know, you want to go different.
You know.
I don't know everybody that, you know, especially that look like us, is saying, I'm going to Poland to get married. So
her spouse is from Poland.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. That's what it was.
Okay,
that's
well, her it. Fiance, yeah.
Right,
is from Poland. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You come where I am. I am the husband. You do. I'm just looking at Bailey's eyes. I was gonna see how long I could leave it sitting in here.
No,
I purposely
what? Oh,
was like,
yeah,
I'm
oh.
gonna leave. Oh. I'm gonna leave it in here until I have to pull it out. But I got a feeling.
No,
that I gotta pull it out.
I feel like.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if I were her, I would want to get married in Poland too.
Okay.
Because it's unique and it's different and it's not. I mean, I just think it would be cool.
Well, my thing
I wonder if they're on 90 Day Fiancé. Have you seen the show? Are you familiar with the show?
No, I know it comes on. I've never
90
watched
Day
it.
Fiancé, yeah. You marry somebody from another country.
Okay, yeah. You know, well, I try not to get caught up.
One version of the show.
Yeah, I try not to get caught up on a lot of the different reality shows.
No, this is a great one.
I understand.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
So
I would say.
You marry somebody from another country and you got 90 days to get married.
Yeah.
Or dump them.
Yeah, well, somebody might get dumped. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might get dumped because I'm going to need more than 90 days to really get to know somebody.
Oh, yeah. Well, most people know each other before. You know, a lot of times they've dated for, you know, so many years, long distance, right?
Yeah.
They've dated and they go see each other and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, well, it's still
90 days.
I need to know how you had the tissue on your roll. And
right.
I need to know how you treat the toothpaste. I need to know, you know what I'm saying? There's certain little things just spending the night, a week or a weekend, that ain't going to give you what you really need.
No.
It's 90, not for me.
3 months, 90 days.
Yeah, well, I'm saying.
You got 90 days to figure it out.
No. I'm not doing it. But I'm happy to hear that you would try it.
No, I would not try that. But I would marry somebody.
In their country.
If they're from someplace else. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's good.
And then we got to come back here
like
to live because I can't.
You my wife to be. So if I say we get married in my country, that's what it is. And you going to eat the cake, anime.
Mm.
Are you guys currently dating?
No, I'm married.
He's married. Yeah. He's a long time married.
Oh, I guess that was more directed towards
me.
Baby.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about her fiance wanting her to come to whatever country.
No,
I
Oh, you're not dating?
No. I mean, no. Not anybody in particular. No.
Right.
All right. Whoever's listening,
he's going deep.
She just disowned you.
Don't put me out there like that, dog.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, but
some of your walk-up cousins ain't.
But yeah, no, black too.
I appreciate you though, Xavier, for the
black
shouting out the singleness.
Right, black to the truth.
Nothing wrong with being single.
Hey, that's true. I enjoy it. For the what?
Black
Homer?
To the truth, family fest. The hell.
Ray Nitty got us up on this tangent. We had a great time with the whole crew.
Let's talk about it.
Ray Nitty included.
Absolutely.
We had a ball.
It was
shout out to my girl Jazz.
Okay.
We hung for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I like her braids. Her braids are nice.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Anyway. Huh?
My turn now.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say it was great to see all of the teammates.
Yeah.
We were all, you know, together.
And of course, my girl, Baby Shannon. Shout out to Baby Shannon. That is my girl.
Okay.
You guys got to hang out?
Oh, yeah. We all got to hang out.
Oh, sounds
so
like
the
fun.
Three of us, well, it was everybody, but the three of us ladies, we got to hang out, you know. I didn't get to introduce Baby Shannon on the main stage. I'm sorry about that. I was on the air. But she did her thing over there.
On the main stage?
Yeah, the main stage.
Oh, they were like performing and talking?
Yeah, there were performances and stuff. She was going to sing.
How were those performances?
Well, I didn't get to see.
Oh, you didn't get to see them?
I didn't get to see.
I'm sure you might have heard it.
Yeah. What I heard was good. Yeah. You okay, Homer?
I'm just waiting on y'all to finish the
show. Oh, we're just talking about the True Family Fest.
Yeah, we're talking about the True Family Fest. Join
in. You weren't there, sir.
Yeah, that's why I want to get
there.
A recap.
You weren't there, sir. We were trying to. But anyway, what else you got, Bailey?
Man, we had a shout out to my girl Patrice. We had a great time. She was out there doing massages and the whole thing. And okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Homer.
Hey, we're almost at break now.
Patrice from Calm Wellness. I'm sorry. What?
You said go ahead. And again, I'm going to.
Go
this
ahead,
segment
Homer.
Is brought to you by Bailey's Thoughts. That's what we're going to call them, Bailey's Thoughts. Go ahead, Bailey. You got about a minute and 12 seconds left. What you got?
No, that's you.
No.
What was your favorite part of True Family?
Well, hell, I probably won't have time to finish it because here you go again. I'm just saying. Listen, we got 57 seconds left.
They're all yours. Go ahead.
You know, I want to believe that. Let me go to the YouTube chat and say great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Again, while you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. We are on our road to 9,000 subscribers. Also, you can watch us live on Facebook by going to our Facebook page. Facebook and YouTube are all 101.7 The Truth. You'll be able to find us. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you hit that like and follow button. So because now my time is diminished, I would just like to say it was an awesome time for me at the Truth Family Fest. Although I've been here as cousin sub of the day, but being an official full-time employee here with the Truth, that was my first time being able to go to the Truth Family Fest. So I enjoyed it. It was a great time. All of the vendors, all of the sponsors, we appreciate you to the highest level, to Truth Nation who came out, those who got a chance to catch me because they were like, Blow, you wasn't playing? You about here. It's 12. I'm like, yep. That wedding ain't going to wait. But it was an awesome time. I'm sure you'll continue to hear about it more throughout the day. Also, don't forget, I'll be holding it down for the Grapevine slot for Ray Nitti, as we said, who's in Poland. We're headed to Poland. He might be in the air. That's probably a long flight. I'm not sure. I'll get the time and tell you when I come back. But to know that I'll be on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time as well, holding it down for our team, our family, Ray Nitti. All right? So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with your co-host, Xavier, the producer, and my girl, Bailey Coleman. You're supposed to say that part.
Oh, okay. Bailey Coleman.
All right.
I was letting you have your shine.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to jump in.
Okay. All right. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And, of course, Bailey, the lunch break on this week.
Yes.
Will be held down by maybe Shannon. She'll be flying solo.
All right, maybe Shannon.
So y'all make sure noon to 2.
Yes.
P.M. Central Standard Time. Y'all hold it down. Y'all make sure that, you know, be like, we got you, maybe Shannon. Yep. We got you.
Show that you love.
Know. Yeah. And I know she can hold it down.
Oh, absolutely.
I know she can hold it down.
Hey, is she still in town?
I would imagine that she probably is to
okay.
hold it down.
All right, then.
Yep. But it's not like it can't be done virtual.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, no. I know. I'm just saying.
Because I was going to say, if she's still in town, y'all come down here and have a little lunch or something while she out here.
Right.
And say hi to her. Yeah, wave through the window at
wave.
Least.
Yeah. Because y'all ain't coming in.
They ain't finna let you in now. There ain't no mistake about it. This is Fort Knox.
You're right. Absolutely. But
you can wave all day,
you want
to.
Y'all can swag surf
yeah,
and everything.
Exactly.
But what you not going
to
do
yeah,
is...
Yeah, you ain't going to be able to come inside. You can call from outside.
Yeah, be like, hey, hi, you see me waving at you in the window? Be like,
exactly.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can? Am I on the radio now? Be like, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
I am.
Yeah.
You know, people ask some of the most obvious questions.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, yes, you called in, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, but I'm on the air right now. Yes, you are. But, you know, you got to love people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had to do a wedding and wedding reception on Saturday after I left.
Mm-hmm.
And the guests were scheduled to arrive at 1 p.m. The wedding was scheduled to start at 1:30. And so, again, getting there probably about maybe 12:05, 12:06, I was able to set up. I was in the sun, but it was a nice breeze.
Okay.
And so I was good. You know, I know I'm black already, you know, but, you know, so I wasn't no tan coming, but, you know, I just remained black, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I got you.
But at the wedding reception, a brother, he's from Milwaukee, but he no longer resides here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people flew in town for the wedding. Kiwan and Rochelle Patterson, Mr. and Mrs. Patterson now.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, in my presence, we were talking because he was reminiscing. A few of us were reminiscing. Man, blow out, you know, I live in Atlanta now, man. But, man, I remember this. I remember that.
Right.
And but Nitro, he said, and I told him I was going to say it. He said, man, I be listening to y'all even then I'm out of town.
All right now.
He said he's not getting married again. You know why he said he's not getting married again? He was married a long time ago and then divorced.
Uh-huh.
But do you know his reason?
What
can
is
you just
reason?
Think about why he said
why would
he's
he
not
say
getting
that?
Married again?
Why would he say that?
Because it's too many pictures. He said they take too many pictures. Which is Xavier's fault. Because Xavier is a photographer.
Photos. I do.
Just video?
I do video.
Well, he's tired of all that. He don't want to be.
He don't want to do none of that.
Yeah, he don't want to do that again. He don't want to go through none of that.
Yeah.
Most people are about time it comes to dinner time, they're pretty tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he said his reason.
That's his
so,
reason.
So great morning, Nitro. I told you. I was going to put your secret out of why
you know
have
what?
Ladies in your life, but you know, you're like, I ain't getting married again.
Listen. I can understand what he's saying. Coming from the bridesmaid standpoint, that made me quit a wedding. I mean, I didn't quit the wedding, but I was like, after that wedding, I was like, I ain't in nobody else's wedding. One of my sisters gets married or remarried. Okay, that's it.
Mm.
No one else. And I got friends from here to yonder go, oh, keep it. No.
Because of pictures?
Pictures are, man. You know, they got to take you someplace else to get the pictures done.
But you knew that before you got accepted the invite to be a bridesmaid, right?
I did not want to be a bridesmaid. It's not like I was tricked into it. I did ask her because she has some. Did she have any other friends that she might want to ask?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "Oh, but no, it's you. I want you to be my maid of." And I was like, wait a minute. They got to pay for stuff.
Mm-hmm. That part.
So I did it, but I was like, that's it. I ain't doing no more. Because you know what? You got to take pictures everywhere you go.
Hey, Dr. Biko Baker said, Homer, I had lactose-free Rocky Road.
Ah.
See, now that's you know, that's my kind of try ice cream because, you know, if it's made with that red, you know, the red top, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just regular whole milk. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. The remote would have ended early. I'm just saying. Well, for me, they'd had to evacuate the Riverside University High School gym.
Not the
they'd
gym.
They'd have been like, no, blow, you got to be outside. You got to be outside.
Not at all.
They'd had to set me up all by myself. I'd have been remote. Outside.
No.
You would have been inside.
No.
Because if I wouldn't have got what Dr. Biko Baker had.
Oh, no.
Oh, it would have been a whole problem in there.
Yeah, no.
It would have been a whole problem.
Well, you know that fan is right over there, too. You could have just stepped outside and let the fan blow it.
Well,
in a different
the
direction.
Fan was going to come. You seen how Ray Nitti positioned it. You would have caught all kind of Hello Kitty. I'm just saying. It would have been all bad.
No.
But thanks for letting me know that D'Amico Baker that they had lactose-free Rocky Road. I probably wouldn't have had Rocky Road, but I would have been like, oh, which other lactose you got?
See,
you probably
wouldn't even ask. You probably would just would have had.
No, I would have asked. Well, I wouldn't have if I didn't, because I would have had to see the sign and say, we do have lactose.
Uh-huh.
Oh, lactose free. Oh, yeah. Then I'd be like, okay, oh, yeah, give me that one. And give me that. I'd have went shopping.
Oh, okay.
I'd have went shopping.
You'd have got you some.
It wouldn't have been fair to Truth Nation, though, because, you know, they were only giving out so many free ones, and I probably would have commandeered a lot of them.
Yeah.
Especially lactose free.
Well, when I saw when
thanks,
I saw
Dr. Biko Baker.
When I saw
shout
Dr.
out to Ben and Jerry's.
Listen, when I saw Dr. Baker, he was all up in it.
Okay.
It was a good thing. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I had to lead up. So yeah. I was looking for the popcorn now.
The Goody Gourmet?
Goody Gourmet.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best right there.
Listen, I got there, got in there, made sure we got situated. And, yeah, I didn't have time to go black out and enjoy any of the other festivities that were going on, which, again, it was timing.
Yeah.
Because originally I was just scheduled to DJ the reception.
Right.
But then I want to say about a month and a half after they had booked me for the reception, they ended up saying, would I be available to do the wedding as well?
Okay.
So, and I accepted. So that kind of like, okay, I know where I'll be all day and all evening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that happened. Again, shout out to Sir Chauncey. He said, morning, fam. Great seeing you both doing your thing this past Saturday. Of course, it was great seeing you and seeing all the Truth Nation come out. To Nurse R.N. Kawanda, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Still praying. Say good morning, homeroom. Keep us in prayers. Thanks. 1 week ago shook my soul. Please keep us lifted. Absolutely. Absolutely. And to Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, Jeff, Sister Lorena Star Marie, Shining Star, Lori Patterson, everybody that is checking in, Jasmine Gooden on the YouTube page. We just want to let y'all know that we love you. We appreciate you. Anita Nicole, Dale Mack, Ebony Allen, just everybody. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence said, I need a videographer for my upcoming event. Well, he said he don't, it's not going to be in the hood as you may think of it, Xavier.
So, I didn't even say anything.
I know you didn't, but the look on your face.
That is
but
funny.
You, right now you fit the part though. You can go in the hood and do all kind of
not no video
right
stuff.
Now. Yes, you can. Don't you see all the videos we send you?
Clients will be looking at me like I'm crazy.
Now, don't you see all the video clips we have to send you?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of them that you sent me this morning.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely going to talk about the Asian Fest that was down there at the lakefront.
Oh, I was going to go there, but.
Yeah, the Asian
Sunday,
Street Festival.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stereotype what I want to say.
Uh-oh.
But before we play it.
Oh, my God.
Before we play it, there's going to be a song that I'm going to request of our producer to play.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm not going to say anything else. We're just going to go into the clip, and then we'll talk about it. But we also got to talk about the traumatic fire that took place on Capitol, on 25th and Capitol, 25th, 26th and Capitol. Over 50 people were displaced.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, that building has kind of been a troubled building, and it wasn't in the greatest shape, in my opinion. It is, you know, yeah.
Well, people were still living there, though, and
and I'm talking about that fire was the whole first floor is inhabitable.
Really?
So I'm not trusting going to any other damn floor, and the main floor ain't no good. No. So yeah, we'll end up talking about it and more. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. There was a lot going on through the weekend, and just want to say before even seeing that in the chat, it was already on our list of things to talk about with the amount of people displaced. Because I was saying what I was saying in that.
Yeah.
And saw that part. But yeah. That was a tragedy in itself. About 50 people are displaced after an apartment fire Saturday night in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee fire officials confirmed to 12 News they responded to the building near 26th Street and Capitol Drive and found fire in the first floor apartment. Officials said the fire was extinguished and there were no injuries, but dozens of people living in the building have been displaced. A 12 News photojournalist on scene overnight captured at least one first floor window at the building boarded up. The cause of the fire and cost of damage is under investigation. But, yeah, they was like the first floor, though. Yeah,
cause I mean,
it was the flames were shooting out of those out of the windows. Like it looked like a whole fireball, like just. And, you know, we talk about, you know, fire safety and awareness.
Right.
One of the reasons why I say that I always try to have the MFD, Mobile Survive Alive House, mm-hmm. at the children's party.
Right.
A fire engine. So, right. You know what I mean? They see them and hear them going through the community all the time, but mm-hmm. a chance to kind of like get up close and personal and be able to ask some questions.
Yeah.
And let the firefighters be able to give them tips and make them
and
deputy
they always,
firefighters.
I mean, people sell this short, right?
Mm-hmm. They absolutely do, in my opinion.
Remember, you should really have a plan on how to get out of your building.
Absolutely.
Or your home, mm-hmm. And a meeting place for you and your other family members,
mm-hmm.
for any scenario. Like, if you live, whether you live in a house or you live in an apartment building.
Most people don't.
I know, but you should.
Yeah.
It doesn't take very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a lot.
Most people don't.
And you know, got to talk to the kids
reality.
About it. Yeah.
That's how a lot of people also end up losing their lives during one of the number one rules that firefighters and the fire department is strongly against.
Mm-hmm.
If you made it out, do not go back in to the fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
But because people are not sure if their children are out, their pets, their seasoned citizens, mm-hmm. Mother or fathers, like, nope, I got to go back in there.
Yeah.
And but again, that's the biggest rule, that you are not supposed to go black. You don't have any flame retardant, you know, clothing.
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just not equipped.
Yeah.
And now you all end up losing your life. And then sometimes some people run into these homes, in my opinion, and just from talking to a lot of firefighters, and the person is already out.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. because they didn't have a meeting place,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they didn't have, you know, an action plan.
Right. And you have to have that.
If you live upstairs, what is your action plan?
Yeah.
The hallway is on fire.
Yeah.
That leads you to downstairs to try to get out.
Right.
What's your action plan? What
exactly.
do you do?
Exactly.
What's your plan now?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get out? Because fires are, you know, usually unsuspecting, and it can just catch you. And sometimes mm-hmm. so much smoke. And a lot of people, like when you hear about house fires, and I've learned this over the decades because of knowing a lot of firefighters and it's smoke inhalation. Like when a lot of people hear that somebody died in a fire, it's not that they were burnt. You know what I'm saying? It's that smoke. It's so many chemicals
mm-hmm.
inside of that thick plume of smoke that you just can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's if you're inhaling it, it's like as if you worked at a factory all your life and got what they call black lung, because you can't, you pass out.
Right.
You pass out.
Right.
And so for that, you know, that's how most people, even when some of the firefighters, because some of these flames and fires, you know, is so much that even with their protective gear on, it can still overwhelm them to where they're brought out and taken to be treated because they got smoke inhalation.
Right.
So now you're talking about people that got all the gear.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And sometimes the smoke in some of these fires can still be overwhelming to even the firefighters, where you may see, hey, fall black, pull out.
Right.
You know, structural damage. Nope. The floor looked like it's going to cave. The ceiling about to cave. So even they have to be, they know that. We don't. We don't know if the floor is about to fall out from up under us. We don't know. People are not checking the door to see about the heat and all of that. They're not doing it. And a lot of people are dying because of it. But then you got to always think about those that are displaced, like we're talking about with this situation.
Right.
Close to 50 people, if not more, have been displaced now.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go? You know, and Red Cross does an amazing job.
They do.
With trying to help those who are in situations like that. But you're talking about a temporary fix.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
Well, you know, maybe some of these organizations that we have out here can help them find housing and other places to live, at least while they're redoing whatever they're doing. I mean, because, you know, sometimes it can be a total loss to the families as well. So talking about having to start over from scratch, that can be very difficult as well. But in the immediate time, I mean, make the plan. Wherever you live right now, make the plan and just talk about it with your family. Hey, if something like this happens, climb out the window. If something like this happens, let's all meet at the tree over here or at our neighbor's house or something. Come up with a plan, something simple for you and your family.
Yeah, and even when speaking about climbing out the window, what do you have in your home that is in case of?
Right.
So if a window has to be broken to get out, you ain't, you know, you panicking so much,
right?
You ain't got time.
Right.
You know, do you have something to make sure that you can get the biggest shards of the glass after you break the window?
Right.
Because you don't want to kill yourself by hitting a jugular vein. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Hitting a main artery.
Right.
Trying to climb out the window because
it's
all of these jagged edges and shards of glass. So it's like you really have to think about this. And I'm telling you, Bailey.
If you have to bust open the window, you can't just open it. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said. If you can't. And you have to bust the window out. But, yeah, like, those things, unfortunately, are not commonly thought of by a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people. And this is, you know, whatever
that's
race or color you are.
That's why the Survivor Live house is so wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, because, again, because what it does, and I say this because I've heard a lot of parents speak to me about it, and even some PWKs be like, my son or my daughter learned so much going through the Mobile Survivor Live House stuff that I forgot. And it's like, good, good, because that's what I needed to do. I needed to nudge you. I need you to be able to say, how was it? You know, because some people may have went to the actual, you know, Survivor Live house, but hell, it's been so long.
Right.
Do you even remember all of the things that you learned then?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a good thing to be able to go over there to the, when you see the MFD Mobile Survivor Live house, go over there, talk to the firefighters. When you see a fire engine, you know, they got pamphlets, they got all kind of stuff to kind of let you know things that you need to know and do in case of.
Yeah.
We don't want to have a fire, but in case of.
In case of.
You know, just like insurance. It's in case. Get your American Family Insurance in case something happens.
Exactly.
And you don't look at it as a total loss.
Yeah.
Do some of the things that I've suggested before that some people, again, don't think about. Do you have your own – in case of fire care kit, I call it. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, like, oftentimes, like, I guarantee you, unfortunately, those 50 people or close to 50 people that were displaced, they came out with just whatever they had on their black.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they came out with no shoes, they didn't have no shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they don't have whatever they probably had is still inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, you can either have a friend, or if you have to get a storage bin, then do that.
Mm-hmm.
But create some of those big old plastic bins that we got.
Mm-hmm.
Do one for the adults mm-hmm. in the house, one for the children or mm-hmm. child that's in the house with some shoes, some mm-hmm. underclothes, some pants, just so you'll have some other clothing, you know, just all of the
somewhere
little things.
Else, yeah.
And especially for your children, things that you know that are precious to them.
Right.
Make sure you have that. And just store it somewhere other than inside your house.
Right.
Because you just don't know. You hope you don't have to use it.
Right.
And during the seasons, change the clothes out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, okay, it's fall now, so ain't nothing happened. But in case, okay, mm-hmm. it's winter. Okay, let's make it winter clothes. Let's make it coats and hats and gloves and mm-hmm. stuff. You know what I mean? Just so you'll have the things to wear as you don't have to say, I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything.
Right.
You know, fire safe should be safe. I saw somebody on our YouTube page talking about they have, and I do the same thing as it relates to that level as well. But we just got to think about some of these things, because there's so many people, unfortunately, that can tell you how devastated they've been because they've lost everything, mm-hmm. everything in a
mm-hmm.
fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
So it's smart to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's a good thing to do. So, yeah, you lose most of your prized possession, but even some of your mementos that you know you just don't want to see anything happen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people that have stuff stored in the basement, when the floods came, they lost it all because they didn't have it in plastic bins. You know, so just a word of home blow advice. To just try to, you know, really think about that.
Yeah.
And then also even with death, people don't even think about, okay, what happened if somebody passed? Do you have all the information? Do you have their bank account information? Do you have their passwords to all of the things? So you already dealing with the fact that you lost your loved one, but now you don't know what to do. You don't know where they're. I know they got insurance. You don't know where the policy is. You get what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. just don't know the thing. You don't know if they got a will, if they got, you know, you don't know. You need to know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's time to take care of some bills, but I've always just been passionate about, you know, trying to make people aware of some things that they should be thinking about if you're not. And not only think about them, put them into motion.
Yeah.
You're listening to the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM. I'm the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
There were some other people fighting on the lakefront.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Ah.
Mm. It wasn't black people.
What? Mm. What?
They weren't white people.
What?
You lie. The hint is it was an Asian street.
That was a hint? Okay.
Was that a giveaway? That was. It was an Asian street. Okay. All right. Well, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. When we return, you'll hear a song that I wouldn't be able to say, and I'm going to try my best to stay as professional as possible during this story.
Okay. We'll see.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
All right.
And nobody will be able to pull me off my square. The song will give me my justice. All right?
All right.
Sounds like there's some incoming racism.
Right, exactly.
No, I just said a song. You know how many songs we have to listen to that, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Let's talk about the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay.
Okay. All right. We want to talk about it. So anyway, before we go too deep, you're going to learn today. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Everybody was kung fu.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. If you were watching our YouTube or Facebook Live, you saw a video that was playing.
You know, can I just say that that song was banned when it was out in the state that I lived in the state of Washington?
Was it?
Yes, it was banned.
Wow. Wow. What? Why? Why did they choose to ban it? I mean, it's talking about a martial art.
They felt it was stereotypical and a tad bit racist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So all these other songs that talk about things, they don't.
They
so
banned
they
a lot of songs.
But they,
no, they banned a lot of songs back in those days there in Seattle.
Oh, in Seattle.
Yeah. Okay, you know, we have a huge Asian contingency.
Yeah. No, I thought you were talking about, like, you know, nationwide. I'm like, no,
it wasn't nationwide.
Like, yeah,
no.
I'm like,
in Washington State. Seattle. They banned it. It did hit the airways for a little bit, so people knew about it, but then they banned it. So
But yeah, no. Listen, we had they should have banned David Carradine and all of that. You get what I'm saying? When you can snatch the pebble from my hand, it'll be time for you to go. I'm just saying, it's a lot of things that would need to be banned. They did pick on Pepe Le Pew, though, the cartoon. But yeah, this was the Asian.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Le Pew. You got to put the French to it. Le. You know, like Les Miserables. Yeah. You got to put the Le in front of it. You ain't going to put the lay in front of it?
Okay. Go ahead.
Is that a yes or no?
Go ahead.
So you're not going to put the lay pew?
Le pew.
You saying it like you're actually French. Okay.
Well, I did take a little French in high school.
I didn't.
Pepe was a male, right? So that's L-E.
Right.
If it's a female. If it were a female, it would be L-E-S.
Okay.
So that would be Les.
Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Well, I'm just saying when they said it when they were at the Marcus Performing Arts Center, saying this is what's coming up. So I'm following that. But yeah, no, with this situation, it was the Asian street food night market or, you know, that was going on down at the lakefront.
Uh-huh.
And there was a skirmish, a fight. And I guess one of the different things about it is everybody there didn't necessarily jump in. It appeared to be focused on those
three
to four
individuals.
Yeah, they were
here?
Like, "What's going on?" But again, so I get it. You know, a lot of us are like, "See, we don't get to say see yet until we see a bunch of that happening just all the time."
Oh yeah,
every time
that
something
nothing.
Is going on.
They also weren't mobbing.
No, they weren't.
Well, this is where I'm going. So I
they
said
weren't.
It was.
They weren't
it was,
doing none of the things a, that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was focused on like those four.
You really looking like a YN this morning.
Yeah.
four to five. You know, four to five. Yeah, four to five individuals that appeared to be into it, and a woman was trying to seem like she was trying to pull her man, or at least break it up to one degree. But everybody else was still walking around.
Everybody else was still walking around
and
looking at them like they was crazy,
right? Yeah. So they
and they should have.
Yeah, they didn't get involved the way that, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of fights. And listen, Bailey, it's so crazy because, you know, I try to wait until most of the other book bag giveaways have been done, some that I may be participating in, some that I may not. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Heal the Hood coming up this Saturday, you know, be doing book bag giveaway there. I'll be, you know, playing the music on Burleigh by the COA Center. But there, I've seen some things happening at some of the book bag event giveaways that has now made me want to rethink doing my pop-up, because I was going to, you know, I usually do a pop-up one, right?
Right.
And, you know, probably, you know, a couple of hundred book bags, you know, maybe 300, but, you know, at least a couple of hundred book bags. But I'm now trying to rethink because of what I saw at a what was a beautiful event.
Right.
But again, the PWKs, the people with kids, biological mothers and fathers, but they are not parenting. They bringing the kids out looking like, you know, what they used to say, who done it, what did it, and all of that, all of the things. And just, you know, they got themselves kept, but they kids are looking like, who's caring for these children? Have they had a bath? Have they, you know, did you wash their face? Did you, you know, did you make them presentable to come out? Some of these PWKs will make sure that they're presentable and in what can still be considered a raunchy or ratchet way, in my opinion. But the children, like, no, it's like, come on. And then hearing how they cuss at them and yank them by the arms and all of this. And then they fussing at the people who are out here giving you all this stuff free. You know, free. Mm. They were giving away at this one event. It pains me to, you know, even I'm contemplating now, even though I sent the video to Xavier, our producer, to play, if I want to play it, you know.
Well, you put it on. Let's see it. Let's go.
No, we
let's play it.
We ain't put it in. I mean, they probably seen it on social media because it's major trending on social media. But there was a book bag giveaway that happened on Fond du Lac.
Well, it happened on Fond du Lac. What part of Fond du Lac?
And there was a gun involved.
There's a good part to Fond du Lac.
There was, yeah. You know what? Is it time? Huh? Yeah.
Is that long?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? You gonna narrate it? Let's get it. We got time. And then after 8 o'clock, we'll come back and talk about.
We have to, because of the 8 o'clock, we it would be better to wait until after eight, you know, once we come back at 8 o'clock to do it. Because we need to talk about it, and we need Truth Nation to give us their truth on it.
Okay.
833-212-1017 is the call in.
Uh-oh, y'all. It's a minute and what?
14 seconds.
A minute and 14 seconds.
And then it's another clip that shows the person that they were subduing. I'll talk about it when we come back. We got to take care of some bills.
Y'all, listen.
Please, don't
miss it.
Don't keep making us.
Don't miss it, y'all.
Don't keep creating these situations. It's I'll talk more about it.
Listen.
When we return. Because I'm
it's your people, though.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
It is.
I see them all the time. I'd be like, you homeless people.
I'm not happy and proud with all of my black people, but I love my black people, and I will always.
I love some people.
Bailey, hey, we get ready to take care of some bills. I understand, Bailey.
I love everybody. Sometimes I see your people, and I be like, Bailey. See. But
I believe we should
like
be
this.
Able. We should be able to call our people to the carpet too, and this is why. I have my stance on a lot of the topics and issues.
Should we do it in front of everybody, though?
What?
It's more than just our people listening. Should we do it in front of everybody?
They ain't coming to no damn meeting, baby. The hell we talking about? Like they gonna come, be like, look, we need all of y'all that's doing that. They ain't coming, Bailey.
They ain't coming.
So now we gotta stop it. We gotta take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.